You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hey, y'all. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to take a minute to tell you about an upcoming event that I am really excited about. So as many of you know, if you've listened for a while, I love to do meditation retreats on the solstices, the winter solstice and the summer solstice. And this year, because the podcast has really grown and I know I have listeners not only in Atlanta, but all over the world, I am doing my first ever winter solstice virtual meditation retreat. So this is going to be a live video call that we're going to do on Saturday, December 21st. It's going to be an hour and a half experience, and we'll be doing it together face to face. You'll be in your home, I'll be in my home, but we will really take some time to go deep. You're going to have two extended meditations, longer than we normally do here on the podcast. There'll be some journaling. There'll be some intention setting, not only for the new year, but for the new decade. And there'll be Q&A at the end. So if you've got questions or you want to talk about your practice, I am here. I would love to meet you and chat with you. If you're interested, go to my website, merylarnett.com. Click on events. You'll see all the information there. My email is there if you have questions. And if you use the promo code MindfulMinute2019, you save $5 on registration. MindfulMinute2019 saves you $5. Go to merylarnett.com, click on events for all the details and to grab your spot. I'd be so excited to meet you guys. There are many, many listeners that I haven't had the chance to meet or email with, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with you. Thanks for listening. Now to today's episode. We are in the midst of November. And our community intention this month at the studio is one of abundance, which I'm sure you've all heard us talk about it in each class in a different way. And synchronistically, I think, for yoga teacher training, which a lot of the group today is our yoga teacher training group, last night we spent some time talking about one of the yamas and niyamas, which are sort of yogic or mindful tenets of living. And the one we were talking about is referred to as non-stealing. And as I was reminding myself of that tenet and going through the material, I realized how tied this was to abundance. So non-stealing, of course, it means exactly what you think it means, right? We're not going to steal things. But also it has so many layers much deeper than that. The one that really feels to me the most directed to abundance is not stealing from ourselves. So as we think about what do we want, you know, so at the studio, we ask, not we, my partner, Octavia, asks all the teachers every month, about half a month in advance, says like, this is the upcoming intention. Please send your thoughts. And we use them on social media so that we can continue to talk about what this intention is. And sometimes she sends a very specific directive, like write a sentence in this way and you fill it in the way you want to. And for this month, for abundance, the directive was write a list. It was write a list of the things that are already abundant in your life that you want to acknowledge with gratitude, and write a list for the things that you are calling into your life in this moment. And I cannot tell you how hard that was to do. I must have written and rewritten that list 8 times before I sent it to her 2 days past the requested due date. It was so hard. And the reason is it takes effort to be honest with yourself and to be clear on what it is you actually want. When we're not clear, or perhaps when we don't have quite enough courage to call it out and name it, what we do is we look at everybody else around us and we go, well, that looks good. And she's half my age, but already done all these extra things that I haven't done. So I better hurry up and do those. And that house is nice. And that car is nice. And those shoes are nice. that job looks real good, right? We start to look at what everybody around us is doing. We start to lust after what they have. And all of a sudden, our abundance list is somebody else's list. This is stealing from ourselves, right? It's stealing from ourselves because we're no longer honoring what we're here to do or what it is we really want in our lives. We got lost in somebody else's wish list, which may or not be true, may or may not be truthful for them. So our invitation as we practice abundance has to be first and foremost to be clear, honest, courageous with ourselves, right? So that we're not compiling a list of other people's wishes or other people's accomplishments. It has nothing to do with where we are in this moment and each of our individual paths in this lifetime. So the instruction, beautifully, perfectly, is simply to rest, right? That's step one, is take a second to stop. Pause the striving, pause the list of accomplishments, and let's sit down and just rest. Digest, acknowledge what you've already done. This is the list of, like, here's my gratitude list, right? These things are in my life, in this moment, in this way, and I acknowledge them. From that place, we can get really curious. The way that curiosity shows up for me in meditation specifically is actually starting to be able to watch your thoughts. Your brain can do this innately, but it takes some time for you to develop the skill of noticing it's happening, right? So our brain thinks, and simultaneously our brain has the capability to see what it's thinking. You don't have to stop one to do the other. They happen in tandem. And this is what's happening in meditation. In mindfulness meditation, the whole goal is not to stop the thoughts, but to see the thoughts. So every time we close our eyes, you know, the first instruction is feel your breath. It has nothing to do with what your breath feels like. It doesn't matter if your breath feels good or bad, if you feel it a lot, if you feel it a little, is it warm, is it cold? None of that matters at all. But if you can feel your breath, if that is what you're focusing on, it's holding you here. You're not going to get lost in the story. Otherwise, you're going to be like, man, I saw on Instagram today, so-and-so just, you know, did this thing and got 7 promotions, and I wish I had gotten that, and I got to work harder at work, and then meditation's over and you missed it. But if I'm feeling the breath, I'm here, I'm anchored in this moment, I'm supposed to be meditating. And if I'm feeling my breath, there are still thoughts. You're still going to think about the person you just saw on Instagram before you walked into this class. But maybe you're going to go, oh, that's so interesting. Why is that giving me a feeling? And what is that feeling? Come back and feel the breath. And maybe you go back to that same thought like 7 times, or maybe you go to 87 other thoughts, but somehow there's a thread in there. The feeling is the same. There's a similar underlying thought under all of them. And that is where we start to get really clear. Wow, I'm spending a lot of time thinking about XYZ. A lot of time daydreaming about the future, a lot of time being angry about the past, a lot of time planning what's coming next for me. Rather than stealing from this moment, rather than leaving and lingering in the past or rushing and freaking about the future, we're just here. And this is where it allows us to really get clear about, what do I want to call into my life? What am I going to be brave enough to say, this is what I want? Yeah. So we're just doing the first step. We're just resting. We have a nice, we're going to do 25 minutes today. I normally do a 20-minute meditation in meditation class, but I think we're going to do 25 today. So I name that so you know that's how long we're meditating for. I also name that often in longer meditations, what happens is you will go through cycles. So you might be like, yes, this is feeling so good. And then somewhere in that goodness, it ends and you're like, I wish that bell would ring. I can't stop thinking. I'm so uncomfortable. Can I get up? Oh my God. And if you stay long enough, you go back into the place of like, yeah, this is good. Ooh, I'm even more quiet. I really like this. And then you might come out again. So it's like this little kind of sinking, coming out, sinking, coming out. And I just preface it so that you don't have to worry about it. Also, beautifully, nobody else knows if you're meditating or not. If you're having a really hard time, and sometimes we do, sit back against the wall, take a big old breath, and just stop trying, right? You can just rest. You don't have to do anything. You can even open your eyes if you need to, right? So sometimes we feel like a little bit imprisoned by this eyes closed. I can't get out of my own thinking. It's very overwhelming. Open your eyes. Soft gaze at the ground. Let it anchor you right back here. I'm in this space. It is safe. The doors are locked. These are all loving people. I'm safe. And then if it feels really safe, you can close your eyes and go back into it. And if you need to just stop a little early, you just stop a little early. Be very kind to yourself, yeah? Okay. Let's take a second to get comfortable. So if your legs are crossed, uncross, cross the other way. Let your hands come down onto your lap. Palms face down is a nice grounding technique. Makes you feel safe, secure. Together as a group here, we'll take a nice deep inhale in. And exhale out a sigh. And we'll do that once more. Just inhaling, gathering up your morning, everything it took to get here today. And exhale, sigh, release. Allowing your breath to fall to its own natural pace. Easy inhales and exhales. And you're just taking a moment to settle. Taking a moment to feel yourself land here in the seat that you've chosen. Honoring and acknowledging that you've decided to meditate today. There is nothing else you could or should be doing in this moment. It's just this. And as your breath rolls in and out, and you're just feeling yourself settle, I am here. I am here. And you might also just very lovingly remind yourself that you're not going to get this wrong, because there's no way to get this wrong. Meditation is simply a fancy word for saying, sit down and notice. There's not a right way to feel. There's not a right way to think. Just sit down and notice your experience. And the first step is to find a posture that helps us embody being awake. So wherever you are today, I invite you to check in with your spine and perhaps lengthen your spine a little bit. You might subtly feel the crown of the head lifting up. You might notice that your shoulders compress back and down. And as your breath flows naturally and comfortably, invite the muscles of your face to soften. Feel your forehead smooth and broaden. Feel the skin around your eyes let go a bit of its tension. You might be able to sense breath through the sinuses or a sense of relaxing through the temples and the jaw. The skin around the lips, and even the tongue. Have a sense of just softening a bit. And perhaps a swallow once or twice helps you relax through the throat. And a couple of nice breaths right across your collarbones, across the top of the shoulders. says, if each breath just releases a bit of worry, a bit of weight, your awareness drifts down to the center of the chest. You might just take a moment to notice how the center of your chest feels today. Maybe there's a fullness or an emptiness, a lightness, heaviness, nothing at all. Just noticing what you feel. And gradually, awareness drops down into the belly, and this is where we let go a little bit more. As best you can right now, relax your belly muscles. So you're not pulling in, you're not protecting. Just softening. And without needing to change anything at all, notice where you most feel your breath right now. For me, that awareness is always just inside the nose. And for some, it might be in the throat or the chest or the belly. Where do you feel your breath? And as your attention settles on this feeling, let go of any need to narrate the experience. You don't have to talk to yourself about the breath. You're not describing it. We're learning how to feel. And with as much kindness as possible, you're going to invite your awareness to stay in this feeling. Even if you're not sure what the feeling is, stay with the breath. And as we settle into silence here, certainly thoughts, distractions, maybe sleepiness, all manner of thing will arise. And it's here that we're curious. Don't push it away, don't shush it. Smile, I see you. Come back, feel the breath, and wait for the next thought. Smile, I see you. Come back to the breath. Wait for the next thought. Feeling your breath deepen. Noticing exactly where your mind was as that bell rang. Deeper breath now, inhaling all the way into your belly. Open up your mouth, release a little sigh. Drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Simply acknowledging yourself and the time you carved out today to be still, to rest, and be curious. Thank you guys so much for sharing your practice with me today. Namaste. Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.